Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Fashionpreneurs, it's Jess back again with another entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I am so excited to be back. We just wrapped entry 33 and it was powerful. It was all about where I've been at. Guess who's Bezak with $1 million? That's what I said on the last entry, so I gotta keep it up. Okay, so we're back again with entry 34, and today I want to just elaborate on that a little bit. I talked a lot from my diary, my perspective, and you know where I've been at and what I've been doing and how I was able to profit those, you know, seven figures or so this year. But now I want to get into who was involved in that. I really was raving over my team and how I have these amazing staff members that work with me and these amazing factories and these relationships that I'm nurturing. But I want to dive in a little bit deeper today in entry 34. So welcome to entry 34, who you need on the team to make seven figures. So I want you guys to pull out your pen, your paper, pull out that note section of that iPhone, and get to it, because we're going to be talking about all the different team members that you need. And I think you guys will be very excited to know that you don't need that many people on the team. Remember, I was telling you guys it's all about cutting costs and keeping expenses low, right? So I'm going to talk about those people that you guys need to keep those expenses super duper low. And also everybody that you need to see results and how to go about hiring. People are so scared of hiring and bringing people in. People always ask me, Jess, should I hire family? Should I hire friends? We're going to talk about a little bit of that today too. So first things first, I'm going to be talking about how I was able to cut costs in COVID a little bit deeper. We touched on it a little bit. I'm going to talk about parting ways with team members and knowing when it's the right time to do so. We're going to talk about hiring overall, how to hire and when to hire. Then I'm going to kind of fill you guys in on the different team members I have, from my brand manager to graphic designers to my amazing assistant that I now have, my amazing brand manager. Like I said, I already told you guys about that. But also my irregular exposure manager, Aljanae. I'll fill you guys in on her too. So let's get into it. Let's dive on in. So I also said I was going to hit on family. So let me write that down so I can make sure I hit on that for y'all, family and friends, because that's important. And that needs its own little section, okay? Okay. All right. So first thing, how I cut costs in COVID. All right. So first things first, you don't necessarily want to cut costs by like really having your business suffer. But what you do want to do is you want to decrease your expenses as much as possible to get to your seven-figure mark, guys. So there's a few things you could do to cut expenses. First things first, review them fully. And the best way to review your expenses is to stop being cheap. One thing I am very frugal. But when it comes to my business, I will spend my last on it. And I invest in the right team members. You cannot be scared to invest in your business. So first things first, the first person you need on your team is going to be that accountant. All right. That accountant is going to help you cut those expenses in half. They're going to help you cut costs, and they're going to really help you understand how much you should be getting paid. A lot of people ask me, like, Jess, how much should I be getting paid as a new entrepreneur? Well, I get paid a percentage of my companies. I get paid a commission, and then I also am an employee of the Fashionpreneur Academy. So I get paid a very small salary each year from the Fashionpreneur Academy, and then I live off of the percentages. So we have to profit because that's how I profit. I live off a percentage. I get 10% of one company, I get 15% of another, and so forth. So I get percentages from my company. That's how I survive. All right. So I want you guys to understand that the people that put that into play were my accountants. I have an amazing accountant. His name is Ephraim. He owns a company called EFS Group. Y'all would think he's sponsoring these episodes, much as I didn't talk about EFS Group, but nope. That's just my dog, and he helps me get to all of my goals. And Krissa, his amazing team member, helps me get to my goals. They keep us together. They handle our payroll. They do it all. So we were able to cut a lot of costs in COVID. First things first, we shut down an entire department. I used to have my own in-house factory where we used to develop everything back in 2019. That factory cost six figures a month to run and operate. I realized that my brand had grown so much that we weren't able to even operate within the factory ourselves. We was taking clients inside of the factory, but we weren't operating in the factory because no one person can sew 50 dresses per hour. Like it was impossible. So we realized we had outgrown our own system that we created. So I decided to part ways with that factory and that entire department. So during COVID in 2020, I parted ways with the factory in 2019. 2020, I was able to continue to cut expenses. I had another department for production management, and that department was fully dedicated to sourcing materials locally, picking out notions, meeting with factories, managing the factories. I had two team members managing that. And I realized, like, with COVID hitting, we were paying so much money in mileage reimbursements and things like that just to make sure we were getting our products developed. There were so many additional fees on top of the products that I didn't even realize. So they were eating at cost. So I realized, like, I need to part ways with this, and I need to start getting my products developed overseas again, how I used to do back in the day, because everything was inclusive. So designers, if you get your products made in the US, like, it is such a great experience. It is so worth it to be hands-on. It is an amazing quality. It's an amazing niche to be able to say that all of our products are made in the US. It's amazing to hire locally. It is so powerful, and it means a lot to your brand culture. But with COVID hitting, I had to pivot because all of those factories that I worked with had shut down. So I had to get creative. And thank God that I have so many amazing relationships and a network overseas. And thank God I had traveled overseas to China just a year before to meet with one of my factories that I had been working with for 8 years. But we went on a 4-year hiatus because I started creating everything in LA. So I reached back out to that factory, that partner I have over there. And I called him up like, hey, we built this thing together. Do you still have a space for me? He said, come on back. He took me back with open arms. I was able to start producing everything overseas. And it became as simple as an email communication system. It became as simple as a text chat. And one of my team members kind of realized that things were pivoting. We started having conversations about the pivots, and I was so excited. She was kind of 10 steps ahead and decided to start her own production management company. So shout out to her. I'm really excited and happy to see where that goes for her and just see her grow into an entrepreneur. And I remember on, like, the day that she sat me down and told me, like, you know, I think I'm going to start my own company. She has asked me, you know, how would you feel to be my client? And she was like, you know, every person that doesn't work here anymore, they always leave and become a successful entrepreneur. And she was very, I was so grateful to hear that. And I was like, dang, that's awesome. You know, that only more businesses were opened in COVID versus jobs being lost. You know what I'm saying? So I was really excited about that. So long story short, that whole design department kind of shut down. It was six figures that I was spending a year. At one point it was six figures a month, then it was six figures a year, and I realized we gotta cut down on these expenses. So we cut that entire department costs overall. I've always been the lead designer. I've always been the only designer for my company, and I realized this year that I want to expand. So I'm still that only designer, but I started doing interviews to find new, young, innovative designers to join my team. So I'm really excited to bring in new designers and wear their designs within my company. I think that's so powerful. So I've been interviewing and sourcing. So right now, that's where we are. Also, another thing we're doing to cut costs. Well, not even cut costs. Something else we're doing to expand. We're doing something really massive. We're actually, right now, we're hiring. So right now we're really excited to be hiring a brand new designer and buyer. So we're looking for that designer that is going to be just bringing a young, fresh look to a regular exposure, but we want her to also be an amazing, have a great buying eye. And it's not every day that you can be the designer and the buyer. We get that. But I'm looking for that person that can. Literally, that can work with me in that regard to assist me in my designs, create their own designs, and create within my company. I'm looking for somebody that doesn't necessarily want to be an entrepreneur out the gate. They're looking to grow with the company and nurture it. I'm looking for somebody that is not looking to be praised every second of the day. I'm looking for somebody that's willing to invest, because I don't work like that. I don't want to be praised every second. I want to be, I just want to see the results, you know? So I want somebody that's results driven and not just here to be here or because they have a facade of what they think it is like to work with us and work with me. I talk to people all the time that just, I just want to work with you. All right. But when you get here, it's going to be completely different than what you saw on my Insta story. All right. Like, it is a work environment, a true positive work environment. We report to work at 9 a.m. My girls have to be there by 9. I'm checking the clocks to make sure it's by 9. We're staying until the end of the day. We are communicating with customers. We're following up. It's you barely touch fabrics, barely. All right. So I want you guys to know that about me. So we're being more smart about who we're hiring. Instead of having a full production team, we're looking for just one person that's going to be my dedicated assistant with designing. They're going to be creating their own designs within my company as well. And they'll also be buying for us. So that person has to be in LA. I'm sure we're going to find her or him. And I'm really excited for that person to join our team. And I'm excited about the diversity that's coming into our team. We have so many people from so many different facets of life. And I'm just excited to grow. So that's something that we're doing. That person, like I said, is going to be a buyer. So we are expanding our company. Irregular Exposure is a design house, and it took a lot for me to expand into buying wholesale. I don't know why, because I mean, all of our competitors purchase wholesale. I mean, that's just the way of the world now, but I am old school, I realized, and I just want everything to be made in house. But our customers don't care anymore. They don't care that everything's designed in the US, or they don't care that we're moving overseas. They don't, everything we tell them, they're like, all right, but can I just get my outfit? And we realized, like, we got to keep up because our products are so in demand that we need more of it and we need it quicker. So we're looking for somebody that can buy with the eye of the irregular girl. We're not looking for florals, but we're looking for those really great artistic details and those cuts and those trims that are going to fit the woman's body to a T. So we're excited about that expansion. And we have a lot of other things in store. So we're just expanding our brand. I'm really excited to share with you guys as we grow. But yeah, those shifts in positions and team members is allowing us to only expand. So I'm really excited about that. Now, like I told you guys, we parted ways with that department. That's the only department that we part ways with. Everybody else, we really find essential right now. COVID has really allowed us to see what's essential and what's not. And you don't want to pay for things that aren't essential. So don't go hiring 10 people because you want somebody to do, you want one person committed to each thing. Allow people to be assertive and allow people to wear multiple hats.
Hey, fashionpreneurs, I hope you are enjoying this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries, but I wanted to personally invite you to my brand new masterclass, Wholesale Vendors Decoded. I'm going to teach you how to launch and develop your fashion line, no matter if you're looking to purchase wholesale or become a brand new fashion designer. We're going to cover it all, and it is very quarantine friendly, on a budget. I know things got super real, super quick this year, so I want to help you understand how to effectively launch this brand on a budget while in quarantine. It's still very possible, and I'm still seeing six figures a month, and I want to help you do the same. All right, so make sure that you register now at thefashionpreneuracademy.com.
Allow people to wear multiple hats without overwhelming them. So that's one thing I like to do. I don't try to create experts out of people that may not have expertise in a particular skill set. But what I do is I also do like to expand people's horizons. So if I do see that you're really great at something, I will create other opportunities for you. But I won't take you, as I always say, I don't try to fit squares into circles. It don't work that way. All right. So if I notice that you're a good fit for something, then that's where we're going to allow you to evolve at. And we're a company that likes to expand with our team members. We like to grow with our team members. So I'm really excited. Another team member. So basically, guys, my seven-figure roster here. Right now, I have a manager for a regular exposure, a customer support manager. Shout out to Ajanae. She runs the show. She manages social media. She, everything Irregular Exposure, she does it. Exchanges, returns. I don't touch Irregular Exposure outside of designs and restocks of her inventory. That's it. Major gem right here, guys. If you have Shopify, there's this, if you pay for the upgraded version of Shopify, I don't think it's on the basic. Don't quote me on it. But under the products tab, there's also a tab that says transfers. And if you click that tab, you will see that you can keep track of all of your inventory that's restocking and coming in. You can even list the vendor that it's coming from, the expected delivery date. It's really awesome. So what I do is I manage transfers for the company, and I communicate with Ajanae. We call her Z. I communicate with Z through Shopify mentions and let her know that her products are coming in this week. It's restocking. She makes sure that the products arrive. She counts them, organizes them on the shelves. Like, this girl is amazing. So I've been grateful to have her, and I'm excited to have her for many years to come. Another person that is very, very, very much so necessary for the seven figures, my brand manager. My best friend is actually my brand manager. Crazy story. You guys know Gina. If you don't know her, check out our other Fashionpreneur Diary episodes. She's been on here plenty of times. So Britt and I moved to LA together. This is my best friend since I was 14 years old. We moved to LA in 2018. Britt, we used to tell her she always has like 10 different jobs at once. Like, that girl is the hustler of the year, okay? And when we were moving, she was looking for jobs, but she wasn't finding anything that was biting on it because she wasn't in LA yet. So I remember her telling me, like, yo, I'm having a tough time finding a job. And I'm like, girl, you helped me build this. Like, we built this in my mom's basement together. Like, you've watched me create so many pieces for Regular Exposure. Just come work with me. It'll be short term. So I did hire a friend, my very closest friend. So this could have went a lot of different ways, but nobody knows me better than her. I know her better than anybody in the world. So I was like, this person's going to be invested in my success. My best friend came in and she was looking at areas of opportunity in the company, and she sucked at shipping. Oh my gosh, she sucks so bad. We used to have so many exchanges and returns because she could not ship for the life of her. It's not that hard to put a product in the bag, Gina. So what I used to do is I used to make her buy me lunch when she messed up on orders. Let's just say I had a lot of lunch, okay? A lot of food. But we also realized what she was really great at. And Britt is an entrepreneur, y'all. She already has her own company. She's 5 years in to an amazing company called Project Beauty Expo. She has curated the first minority trade show. It is literally a trade show for women of color. She has partnered with Target. I always talk about that. Like, I'm just so proud of my best friend. She's partnered with Target, Shopify. Like, her partners, her network is crazy. But she was in a season where she was kind of fearful to go full time in her business right away. So that's why she started working with me. So one thing I knew about Britt from her background of creating this trade show is that she was great at marketing. Britt has a degree in marketing. So she started to assist me in marketing. We started taking Facebook ad classes together, and she started giving me her skill sets and her feedback. And I realized that we were expanding from her ideas. And I was like, yo, you're on to something with this marketing. You should start an agency. Well, Britt started her agency. It's now called the B. Brown Agency. This girl is booked and busy. She is managing some of the most amazing clients, like myself, some of my good girlfriends that have 7-figure brands, 6-figure brands. Like, the brands that she represents, just go on her website, bbrownagency.com. You're going to be blown away. And I'm just blessed to be her fashion client. Yes, I got special dibs because I'm her best friend. I don't care because she don't even take fashion clients. But I was like, please, please, please let me in. So now she has expanded to start taking fashion clients, other fashion clients outside of me. But at first, I was the only one begging to stay on her roster. And she is so necessary to my success. She manages all of my marketing team members. So Britt is the brand manager. She's an agency. She's a contractor, right? So I pay her a monthly retainer. And what she does is, and I don't get no discounts as the best friend, y'all. I pay the same price as everybody else. And then she had a nerve to give me a new contract last week. So I got to pay an additional $300 because, you know, her rates done gone up because she all, you know, successful and whatnot. But it's cool because she making 7 figures for businesses and whatnot. Whatever. I give her her money. It's fine. You the extra whatever. So, you know, she ain't cheap, y'all. You got to pay her. But it's worth it. I mean, she's made me a lot of money. All right. So what she does is she manages my entire marketing team. I have a marketing team that includes a graphic designer by the name of Leash. Never met Leash in person. We've been working together almost 2 years. She lives in New York, Buffalo, New York. We were trying to get her to come to LA. She couldn't come when COVID hit. Like, we have been trying to make it happen. But I sent her her gift cards. I sent her flowers when I can. I just let her know that I appreciate her. So Leash is our graphic designer. She manages all of our graphic designs. So all those dope emails that you guys get, those graphics that you guys get, Leash does it. So Britt communicates to her what that graphic should be that week. Another thing I love about working with Britt is she creates my promos for me. So me and her sit down at the end of each month and we create the promos for the next month. So promos are promotions that we do within our company. We do about 8 to 10 each month. Major key to our success, you want to excite people with some type of savings incentive, and we do that 8 to 10 times a month. So we sit down and create them, and we create the dates that they're going to launch, the times they're going to roll out, and we communicate them to Ajanae so she can make sure that the Shopify site is fully stocked. The banner of our site has that promotion up for that day. So it's a really smooth, simple system. It's all about communication and team members. So we got our graphic designer to promote the promo. We got Britt in place to facilitate the promo. And we got Z in place to organize it and make sure that it's coming off available on social So she posts those graphics on our Insta story and on our website and on our, not our website, on our Instagram. And she just really changes out our banners on our website. It's so simple. So it's a simple flow that we have. So Britt and Z work very closely together. But yes, we have our graphic designer. Then we have a Facebook ad team member by the name of Jack. Shout out to Jack. He's amazing. We just started working with him and we're in the testing phase. So I used to have another ad agency we worked with. And in COVID, we parted ways with them because the price was crazy and they wanted like 7.5% on each ad. And y'all know I'm frugal. I said 7.5 times how much? Shit, I know you lying. That's like $40,000. You ain't getting $40,000. I mean, it's my content. Y'all tripping. So we was working really good together. We still have a great relationship. I understand their rates, but So I decided to bring on a contractor that could work at a flat rate to save some money. And we've been getting the same result, if not on the verge of being better. So I'm really excited about that. So we were able to cut that cost and invest in one team member. He actually lives in the UK and Britt communicates with him every Thursday at 9 a.m. to communicate our promos, go over the promos for the month, make sure he understands them so that he can create the ads for each promo. So it's a lot that goes into it for marketing. Marketing is a whole department. So basically Britt runs the marketing department. That's already like two people already mentioned. Plus, she communicates with Z when her graphics are available for her to post them on social. So it's a lot of people she manages. Britt also facilitates a little bit of public relations for us. So she helps us get some press. She helps us become visible. She also communicates with me when I need to start networking for regular exposure to communicate with stylists. So that's something she has me doing is networking strategically with different stylists that I already have relationships with for the most part, and we're able to get our products on celebs and influencers at no cost or really low cost because of those relationships. It's all a relationships game. So I mean, we just had our products on an influencer that's a huge YouTuber with over 4.5 million followers. We emailed her 2 years ago and it was 20K for her to mention us on her YouTube. She just wanted a pair of pants and we were able to get her in a pair of pants last week for free. And we sold out of all of our inventory that we're not restocking for free. Network, Instagram, DM. Shout out to Britt. Okay. So this is all from relationships and I have a lot of power in my relationships because people kind of know who I am in the industry. Enough people know where it's like, okay, I'm starting to get certain people that follow me. So I remember we had a meeting a couple weeks ago and Britt was like, let's reach out to this person's stylist, that person's stylist. I'm like, they all follow me on Instagram. Perfect. Let me follow them. I'm going to DM them, let them know I want to connect. So that's what we did. So I'm really excited about that. So shout out to Britt. That is somebody you need for your seven figure team members. All right. You need someone in place that is going to manage marketing. Marketing eats up 30% of our expenses, literally, because we have to invest in our marketing. We have to invest in it. Another thing that Britt manages is our brand ambassadors. We have five dope girls that are ambassadors, me being one of them. They allowed me to be an ambassador, child. I take my job very seriously, okay? Chelsea does not play with my angles and my pictures, okay? So our ambassadors get paid per sale if people enter their code. And then we have some top ambassadors that we pay a flat rate per month. And these are everyday girls. The thing about a regular exposure, my clothing line, is that it is for all women. It's for everyday women. It is for the women that doesn't realize they're an influencer, but you are creating and moving the culture forward. So we do this campaign every year around Thanksgiving called the Exposure Irregular Campaign. And we choose one customer that shot with us, that invested in our brand, and we make them the face of our website for a month, and then we give them 10% of all the sales that come from the collection that we put under their name. No brand has ever done that. Like, we sowing seeds through the brand. Like, I don't know one that has. I'm not gonna say no one's ever done it, but I haven't seen them. I haven't came across it yet. So I think that that's a blessing to be a blessing for people, and we're really grateful to be able to be a blessing to people. So that's what we do. So Britt helps me source that irregular girl to expose their irregular. Last year, we had Makia expose her irregular. She was somebody that used to buy a lot of stuff from us. And we had a contest. She won. And she flew out here. She's still on our website to this day. She's an ambassador to this day. And she's like my little sister. I was just texting her like an hour before we got on here. I'm helping her now create an opportunity for herself. I wanted her to see how great she is at styling. So look out for my little sis. Her name on Instagram is Makia Jones 4. That's my little sis right there. And she started out as the Exposure Irregular Girl, literally. And she's about to pass the torch because it's almost Thanksgiving time again. But I'm excited because I'm helping her, just guiding her with her new company that's launching really soon. And I'm really proud of her. And she's so young. She's so courageous. She's so stylish. So follow my little sis. Love her to death. And this all came from us just sowing seeds. So I got a little sister for life now. I'm forcing her to come out here and stay with me for like a week in LA once I move. Like just to be with big sis time, you know? So I'm really excited about that. So yeah, you need people on your team. Another person that you guys need on your team, I kind of segue into it with my Kia, is you need to invest in other people. So what I mean by that is you have to be genuinely invested in other people. So you have to selflessly be a sower, okay? And what I mean by that is you have to pay your tithes, and it's not just in church, right? You have to pay your tithes in the world. So don't be scared to mentor people. Don't be scared to take time to help people. You'd be surprised how much you know that someone else does not know. And they want to know this information. Like, there's so much people can learn from other people. And I've been taking time to connect with everybody. Like, I treat everybody with a certain level of respect and pride. And I think that it's so important that you guys do that from the jump, because your network is your net worth in this business. And if you want to get to seven figures, it's going to take your network to help you get there. So I want you to be invested in that. But I also want you to invest in others, mentor and guide people, like be a vessel to people. So like I said, we do that through our Expose Your Regular campaign. But I consistently focus on nurturing relationships with young women. Young Black women are the joy and my prize. So I invest in those young women. I guide them. I help them. I teach them. I talk to them on the phone every week. I just connect with them when I can. So that's what I do. Obviously, I also give back within the Fashionpreneur Academy. What brought you here today? Our online coaching curriculum. Make sure y'all check out the free masterclass. It's just been updated. It's called Wholesale Vendors Decoded. It is for designers, boutique owners, emerging or aspiring, even if you're just in the idea phase. I want you to check it out. So I'm really excited about that as well. And then another heavy hitter that you need on your team is you need your vendors and your partners. So the people that facilitate the product, your factories, your vendors, your different partners that are involved in getting your notions and your samples developed. Like, you need those people. Nurture them. If you don't have no product, you don't have a business. All these people, if I lose any one of them today, we're going to lose a stellar department. Literally. So that is another person that's required. Another person that's required for your seven figures, guys. Like I said, we talked about our accountant. We talked about our killer team members. We talked about our marketing department. But one thing that's really, really required is a CEO. Sometimes the designer is not the CEO. I've been blessed to be the designer and the CEO, but now I'm starting to realize that I have to go more into being the CEO. And I'm, like I said, hiring a new designer and buyer, because it is a full-time job to be the CEO and have these accounting meetings and review numbers and to make sure your staff is good and that they're mentally stable. And then make sure that you have HR coming into place. Make sure you have workers' compensation updated. Make sure that payroll is done on time. On top of this, I have to still facilitate and make sure that IE has their inventory. Ajanae has everything she needs to get through the week. Make sure that the office has all of their inventory that they need to be successful for the week. They have coffee. They have something to drink. They have cups. I mean, toilet paper. It's a lot, okay? I have to make sure that this space is clean for them when they come in and they're comfortable when they walk in. I have to make sure that on top of this, I'm still running and facilitating the Fashionpreneur Academy. I have to have Q&As every other Tuesday. I have to create new modules and lessons as the content changes. I have to do data research to keep you guys updated. And there's a lot that has shifted because of COVID. So I had to redo the entire curriculum based on COVID. I had to re-record modules because they was blinking and twitching and all this other type of stuff. Then on top of that, I also run the Fashionpreneur Diaries, which my crazy self decided to relaunch today. So now I got to do that too. All right. So I can continue to be a guide and inspire. And this is free for y'all. It's not free for me. It's free for y'all. All right. So it takes a lot of time. And then on top of all this, I have to still be this fake influencer on Instagram for y'all and post these pictures in these irregular exposure outfits because I'm an ambassador. And Brick gonna fire me if I don't have my pictures uploaded by Friday at 7 every week. Do you know this girl? Do y'all know Brit live across the hall? And this girl texts me and emails me and says, hello, I just wanted to follow up. I didn't see your pictures in the drive. She does this a lot because I'm usually late on uploading my pictures. I'm sorry. All right. Now, I won't be late no more, because the last person that is on my team, the CEO, needs a right hand. And I'm really grateful to have an assistant now to guide me. So I think it is very imperative that the CEO has an assistant. The CEO is stuck on the computer all day. I am stuck on my computer all day. Usually I get up at like between 5 and 6 a.m. I start with emails, and then I do so many other things as far as data research, expansion research. I have to put up ads for these new positions that are open. I have to make sure that they are open for everybody. Everybody qualifies. I have to make sure that I'm able to conduct interviews. Like, every second of my day is crazy. So I have an amazing assistant in place that helps me to keep that office in place, to make sure that my staff has everything they need, to make sure that I'm reminded that, Jess, you got to do those restocks on Thursdays at 3 o'clock by 3 p.m. I already did it for today too, before you remind me. I need people in place. So I am so grateful to have that person with me. Literally every day. So it is a blessing. So that's the seven-figure team right there, y'all. Like I said, I have hired a friend, but my friend now has her own company, and I'm a client of my friend's. And it really works out because this is my best friend and I know her closely. But if it was not her, I don't think I would ever work with any other friend in that capacity. I tried it before, it didn't work. Family, I don't work with family. They don't need to work with me, honestly. Like, my family's, they're successful. My sister is a doctor. My sister, a black doctor, y'all. I'm so proud of my sister. I love you, Yali. You go, girl. All right. My brother is a real estate investor. Come on, black man. You better do it. Okay. Like, I'm very proud of my siblings. And I don't really have any family members that are super close to me that have looked for that opportunity. I do have little cousins that I consider family. Like, it was crazy as y'all, me and my best friend, we actually share a little cousin. We actually have a little cousin that we share. Like, from my dad's side, it's my little cousin, and her mom's side is her little cousin. So we have a mutual little cousin, and she always tells me that she's interested in doing certain things here and there. And I would allow my little cousins to intern. I have allowed my little cousins to intern multiple times within my stores in Baltimore and LA. I have a little cousin that I consider a family. It's Britt's little cousin, really. Jaden, I always allow her to intern whenever she comes to LA and work with me for the day because she's really interested in fashion and influence. She comes to my retreats. I send her tickets to come. Her mom comes with her. So I invest in my family learning how to do things, not just under me, but on their own. But I also want them to be, these are the new innovators that are going to take over for me when I'm done. So I invest in young people. And one thing I have learned is the importance of investing in young people. I'm not the oldest. I'm only 29. But the way that I went from 20 to 29 so quick, child, I'm scared to see how I go to 40, okay? So I got to start investing in my team now. It is scary. It's really, really scary. So I want you guys to understand that you got to, if you want to stay relevant, Master P said it. Y'all know I love Master P. My bio used to say I'm the Master P of fashion. Okay, I love me some Master P. Whenever he's speaking, I go. I was able to meet with him multiple times, and just to have him as a mentor has been the best thing. And one thing that P has said to me before was, you got to stay relevant. And he said it on BET on his special, his documentary. He said, if you want to stay successful and stay profitable, you got to stay relevant. And the way to do that is invest in young people. And one thing about P is he invests in young people. He keeps them on the team. He keeps them coming. Look at what he did with his son. Like, it's crazy. So I want you guys to remember the importance of investing in people. It's a full-time job for me to invest in young people because these are the people that's going to take over. And when I'm ready to sit down and retire and put down my little sketch pen and stop teaching Q&As, and when I'm ready to really enjoy personal life and raise my family that I told you I manifested on my last episode, because my husband, he coming to get me, and we're going to have a $2.5 million home, and we're going to have a pool. You got to speak it. I don't know where he at. I don't know where the house at, but it's coming. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Okay. All right. So, you know, I have to make space for those things. And one thing about manifesting things, seriously, y'all, is you have to make space for what you want. So if you say that you want to buy your dream home next year, then you better start making space to save up that money and start looking at that dream house. Like, I remember I watched this Drake interview, this crazy interview when he first got his new home. I forgot who it was with, but they did this interview in his house, and he had talked about how he used to go on dates with girls, and he would drive them around his neighborhood that he lives in now, that huge house. If you guys have not seen Drake's house, like, I usually don't care about stuff like this, but Drake's house, I cried. I'm very emotional lately. I don't know what's going on, child, but I cried looking at the video. Y'all gotta watch the, the Tuesday slide video? Watch the video, okay? Look at Drake's house. Look at the art. This man's house. It's not even a house. This man's building that he lives in. Crazy. One time Drake went live and I saw him look up and say, hi, can can I have a glass of something to drink? I'm a little thirsty. I said, y'all, this man got people in his house to get him drinks when he's parched. Do y'all understand that level of wealth? Okay. So this man said on that actual interview, he had said to somebody, he said, you know, I used to take girls on dates and I would tell them, this is my neighborhood. I would drive them around here and I would tell them, this is where I'm going to live at. This is my house. That's how you manifest stuff right there. So start manifesting it. Like, if you want that seven-figure business, first thing I want you to do is understand, like Nip said, instead of focusing on building an entire wall, I want you to focus on laying a brick every day. If you focus on laying a brick every single day, you'll eventually look up and you'll have a wall. Okay. So I want you guys to understand, if you want to have a seven-figure business, I want you to start by focusing on just surviving. So the first step is to leave your 9-to-5 and become self-employed, if that's your goal. If you are a career-driven person that's at your career and you're killing it, then do it. Manifest that next position in that company, right? But if you are the entrepreneur, I want you to understand that if you're at that 9-to-5, let's nail the first step. That first brick is to leave the 9-to-5 so that you can have time to focus on your goals. So let's lay that first brick. Let's lay the foundation. After that, the next brick is to start surviving, right? So what I mean by that is calculate your survival number. How much does it cost for you to live each day? How much does it cost for you to survive each day? And with that number, that's how much that you now have to make per month. So come up with a strategy for you to make sure that you see that dollar amount every single day. After you start seeing success in that, then I want you to now expand that to making 5 figures a month. After that, expand it to hiring. After that, allow that team to bring in that next 7-figure mark. All right. And one thing about team members, guys, you got to know when to hire and when to fire. You need to hire when time is out and you're not capable of doing the job properly. So I am not a great buyer at all. So I'm looking for a buyer. Okay, I suck at buying. I don't like going down to the district. It'd be 90 degrees in LA. I got to walk around all day. I got to park at the meter, go back every 2 hours. Here come the meter maid. She done gave me a ticket. I ain't got time for all that. I like sitting in the office in the air. That's where I'm at with it now. So that's where I'm going to be at. And I'm going to find a young innovative that loves the heat, that don't mind the meter maids, that loves styling, that is great at it, that is nurturing it, and that's ready to grow in my company. So you got to know when it's time to hire. When you can't count, that means you need an accountant. Okay. And honestly, you need an accountant the first day you go into business, literally. When you no longer have time to get everything done in a day and you are mentally drained, you need an assistant. Okay. That was me 4 weeks ago before Chelsea came and helped me and saved the day. Okay. So you guys have to understand when it's time to hire. Now, be slow to hire. Take your time, interview people, nurture them, do a follow-up interview. All right. And let people show that they're qualified. All right. Sometimes what I used to do, Ajane that works with me, the manager at a regular exposure, she had one interview with Britt. She had a second interview with me. Then she had a 3-day internship in my office, all before she got an offer. But that is why we have the best of the best within her now, because she showed her worth for 3 weeks before she even got a check. She was willing to work with us for free before she got a check. We were able to perfect things that were imperfect while in training in the internship. And by that second week, she was ready to work. Britt was out the door. Britt was no longer working with us. Z took over. That is powerful. So I want you guys to be invested in your team. Me and Chels, we train all the time. Like, we always put aside that time. Like, after her first week of training, we did a second day of training. Like, we follow up. We have meetings. And Chels is helping me. See, I like to hire experts. Chels used to be an A-list celebrity's personal assistant. And when I saw whose assistant she used to be, I said, see, I want that, because I know that this person is going to help me get to my next level. And I remember a few days ago, well, a couple weeks ago, I told Chels, my assistant, like, I don't even know if I need, do I really need a full-time assistant yet? Do I need to do all that? She was like, sit down. Let me tell you something. And I was like, I'm not Beyonce. She said, but that's the goal. And when I heard her say that, like, not yet, I was like, dang, that's why I need you. Because you are now going to allow me to create more opportunities to expand and grow. So you need experts. And she's an expert at what she does. So I have an expert on my team that's holding me accountable to everything I say. Everything I say I want to do, everything I have to do. She already told me tomorrow, I thought it was my day off. I got to do this. I got to get insurance. I got to do that. And I have to get it done. All right. Because that's how you get to your next level. It is so great to have this, new team member on my team that's already just killing it. And one thing about your team members, guys, it's time to fire when they're not making four times their salary. Them being there should expand sales 4x. All right. So every employee, if you do their salary on paper, I want you to calculate it. They should bring in four times that. And what I mean by that is, of course, they might not be the person responsible directly for sales, but they're responsible for selling something within your company. They're responsible for it. So, for example, Z is responsible for packaging those orders effectively and properly to make sure that every customer is satisfied. She's responsible for following up with our customers via email to check in with them, texting them to say thank you. We're doing manual phone calls right now to say thank you. Chels helped her out with that last week. Like, you have to be invested in that. So there's a certain standard of work that you have to do. And because of that work, I'm now seeing an increase in our sales because Z is fully committed to that position and she's the one doing that work to see the result, right? So Chels being fully on me and holding me accountable now should result in more increases in engagement, more increases on our views on the podcast because she booked this today. She's found this location for us. Like, these are things that must be invested, right? So you have to make sure that your team is 4Xing their salary. It got to make, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense, right? So you have to make sure they're invested in it. Britt, I told you guys how me and Britt started from the bottom with this marketing thing. And now her being on my team is an investment that is so worth it. My Facebook ads team, we're in testing right now. But once that testing's done, he's going to be held accountable to make sure that we're 4Xing, beyond 4Xing for his salary. So I want you guys to understand that. So when the dollars aren't being made, that's when it's time to go. So it might not always be because someone isn't performing well. It might not just be lucrative or profitable enough. Like for that department I had, that production and design department that I let go of, right? It wasn't lucrative enough. It wasn't profitable. It was eating at our bottom line. It wasn't smart. We want to make money, not spend it all day, every day. So you got to make sure you're spending wisely, all right? And that's why you're in place as the CEO. If you are the CEO, a lot of designers think they're the CEO, but you might not be. You might need to hire somebody that is an expert at running businesses to be your right hand and your CEO. You might need to hire someone to do that. And that's okay if you're the designer, but you have to be honest with yourself. Don't play yourself, but don't finesse yourself and understand your expertise and don't try to wear every hat. You'll never grow. You'll be stuck. You'll be stagnant and you'll be a company that's still seeing the same numbers every single year. You'll never see a growth spurt and you want to see growth every year tremendously. And one thing I'm very proud of is my company's grew tremendously every year. My first year of entrepreneurship, I made $50,000. My second year was my six-figure year. So I went from making $50,000 to $409,000 my second year. My third year, I saw $762,000. My fourth year, I saw $1.4 million. That's tremendous growth each year. And it's because I'm hiring the right people. I'm parting ways with the wrong people or people that don't qualify to be here anymore. And it might not be because they did anything wrong. They just might not be the best fit. But if y'all do see any weirdo stuff in your company, you might want to get rid of that immediately. Okay? I'm telling you now. So if you do see that people don't necessarily have the same values as you, don't ignore that. Part ways. All right. If you notice that people are not performing properly, part ways. Don't be scared to do write-ups. Terminate people, reviews. One thing I'm not scared of is reviews. I have reviews for your first 30 days. And then I have reviews at your 90th day mark. And then we have reviews quarterly. And then we have reviews at the end of the year. So hold people accountable because they're going to be working within a company that's invested in them. And one thing I always love about our end of the year reviews is I get an end of the year review and I ask my staff to review me to tell me how I can be a better leader to them. What do you need me to do? What trainings do you need me to invest in? We had a leadership training last spring. I like actually paid for leadership training. What do you need from me? What investments do I need to have to nurture this team to the next level? And that is crucial. So make sure that your work environment is not hostile. Make sure that people are comfortable and happy. And when they're not, listen, because if not, that could be a big lawsuit for you. Okay. And Chels, no, all I talk about is lawsuits. We've never been sued yet. Thank you, Lord. But I know some people that have, and I do not want to be one of them. Okay. So you got to make sure that your work environment is comfortable. It's inviting, it's warm, and people are able to grow. All right. So those are the people you need for your seven-figure team. All right. Notice I didn't say you don't need your boyfriend, you don't need your cousin. All you need are experts. So don't be scared to hire people you don't know. These are the people that's going to invest in you. So yeah, I'm really, really proud of my team. I'm grateful for every single one of you guys. Chelsea, Ajanae, a.k.a. Z Boogie. Britt, a.k.a. Gina, a.k.a. Brittany Brown of B Brown Agency. Jack on the Facebook ads. Leash of the Leash Agency, my graphic designer. You're amazing. Ken, my videographer that used to do all of my video for me. Still does, but he always traveling around the country. Will, who does the audio usually for the podcast, but he's out of town traveling too. Every person that contributes to this. Ephraim, my accountant. Krista, my accountant. There are so many people. I feel like I'm on the BET Awards right now and I just won the award. I'm just naming everybody. Shout out to my mama, okay, for always investing in me and praying over me. Shout out to my family for allowing this to be my life. And last but not least, to God be the glory, okay? Because without him, we would not be here. So take your time to pray and spend your time with God because he will give you your next direction. And crazy, crazy story. I went on vacation for my birthday last month. And I met somebody when I was on vacation. I met a young lady by the name of Sarai. And me and Britt had got in the pool. We were so excited to finally make it to Cabo. We had been trying to get to Mexico for this was our third time trying to go. We tried to go one time, and then it was a hurricane. Second time, COVID got it canceled. So this was the third time's a charm type of thing. And we finally got there, and Sarai was in the pool by herself. And I don't know if you guys know, but Sarai actually is a princess in the Bible. And in the Bible, her name was changed to Sarah, but, her name, that was a very powerful name. I was like, her name's Sarai. Okay. And, Sarai was by herself. And I remember we just started a conversation with her and she was so cool. And she was like, I came by myself. I just need to get away. I got three boys. I'm a mom. And she was so in love with her boys. She showed us pictures of them and we were like, yo, you're so dope. Like, come eat dinner with us later at the resort. So we continued to connect. We continued to have drinks with her. She was so cool. She was from Texas and she started to share her story. And I remember the next day, she was just doing her own thing the entire trip. Like, we kept running into her on the trip though. Like, we kept running into her. It was crazy. She's like, hey, y'all, what y'all doing tonight? Da da da. And she was doing her own thing. She was like, oh, I'm going parasailing. I can't go with y'all. Oh, I'm going jet skiing. I can't go. Like, she lived her best life. And she was 30 years old. And I remember the last night on our trip, we all had dinner together. And she said, I got something to tell y'all, but I don't know what y'all going to think. Y'all going to think I'm crazy. I was like, oh, Lord, what this girl about to say? See, man, that's why I be scared to make friends. What's up with her? And Sarai said, I'm really, really close to God. And I have dreams. And I'm kind of a prophet. Like, I was like, I'm not surprised. So I'm not surprised, y'all, because y'all know I'm extremely close to God. And I was fasting prior to my birthday. And when I got there, it's a reason we connected. One thing I always say is there's no such thing as coincidence, only confirmation. And she was sharing some stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, because I've met some false prophets. I've met people that say that there's somebody that they're not. And it was very clear to me that God had orchestrated this, right? And I remember Britt was just like, oh, we have ran into Sarai before dinner. Earlier that day, she went parasailing and we had went to ride the ATVs, but it was all at the same facility in Mexico. So we all got on the same van to get there, the same van back to the resort. And when we all got back, we had to pay for photos. They didn't allow you to take your cell phone with you. You had to pay for the pictures. That's how they get you. And I remember that I had got my pictures. And one thing about me, if you know me in real life, you know I'm a strong Black woman, okay? You ain't got to stand up for me. I'm going to do it myself. First of all, let me tell you. All right, I'm not that bad anymore. But I don't play when it comes to people finessing people. Like, I stand up for people and I stand up for myself. I'm not scared to speak up for myself. And we noticed that. So I had got my pictures. It was all these people. And I was like, no, I've been waiting. You're going to give me my pictures. So I got my pictures. And we noticed that Sarai didn't have her pictures. And it was really important she had her pictures. And Britt was so invested in Sarai getting her pictures. She was like, no, we're not going anywhere till you get your pictures. And mind you, they only knew each other for 48 hours at this point. But Britt was not playing. And Sarai was like, thank you so much for standing up for me. Like, it was just beautiful, that moment. I was like, dang, like, she needed that. So when we got to dinner, fast forward, she tells us this and she was like, yo, she told Britt, like, you just have a beautiful spirit. Like, you standing up for me earlier was just so powerful and you taught me something. And it was just like a lot of tears. We were up all night talking and we created a true friendship. And I'm fasting this week. And Sarah texted me this morning, like, Jess, I had this dream. I was like, oh, now I'd be scared of this type of stuff, y'all. Like what you about to lay on me? So she told me her dream. Chelsea, as my witness, on Monday, we had a meeting and we were talking about expanding irregular exposure. And we talked about also adding some particular products that we don't have yet. So Sarah told me, I came to visit you and Britt was managing your company and y'all was in this huge space and it was just all these clothes and you was just doing so well, but you particularly had this new product. And I was like, yo, the way that God just spoke. So I want y'all to know that I'm just not fasting this week. Me, Britt, and Sarah fasting together because we're starting a Bible study tomorrow together. So I want y'all to know how all of us fasting together, God spoke to her to confirm something for me that I was fasting for. So that's why it's so important that you guys have great people around you and you don't count people out. Be open to those opportunities because that confirmed something for me. And it was so simple. And I was like, wow. Like God is super powerful. So make sure that you guys are taking time to be with him because the closer you are to him, the closer he'll speak to you. And that was just, I was trembling this morning when she told me that. I was like, how does she know this? And it was just God speaking to her through a dream. She said, you had this particular product and it was a product I just talked about on Monday. And I was like, yeah, we can launch this really soon. So it was just like confirming that you're on the right track. You're doing the right thing. So God will speak to you that way. He will speak to people in your circle that way. So make sure that you have people that talk to God in your circle. Because if not, you're going to have a stormy walk down the road. Okay. All right, y'all. I hope you enjoyed this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I would look forward to hollering at y'all next week. Okay. And we're going to get into it some more. So if you guys have any topics that you want me to hit on that I haven't hit on yet, email them to me. info@thefashionpreneuracademy.com. Email some topics that you guys want to hear so that I could be a better asset and vessel to you. I'm here to just give for free. This ain't costing y'all nothing. Okay. So you might as well take advantage. All right. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week on the Fashionpreneur Diaries.